Harris College and Dutchess Tourism.
6:14, Mike and Casey in the morning at 100.7 WHUD.
Do you know a family possibly overwhelmed by parenting responsibilities? Laura Schwartz is the executive director of April's Child, a Westchester nonprofit that works to strengthen families. How does April's Child help?
Well, the most thing we offer is a kind and listening, non-judgmental ear. Why might somebody be yelling more than they'd like to yell? Just saying to yourself, oh, I better yell less, doesn't work for most people. There's a reason that you're yelling more than you want to, for example.
So your workers are trained to listen and maybe find an underlying cause for the stress.
Yes, help them look at themselves. What's going on here? What works for you? What doesn't work for you?
Why do they call it April's Child?
Actually, for many, many years, 32 years exactly, is we were known as the Child Abuse Prevention Center. And while in some ways that's really what we do, is we prevent child abuse, no parent wants to think of themselves as an abuser, right? Parents really try their hardest. And it was really unfair to parents, and they didn't want to be associated. So April's Child came to our mind because April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So all of our children are April's Child, in a sense. And April also represents growth, new beginnings, hope. And that's really what we want to do with the families we work with. And lastly, it makes people say, what is April's Child? Who are you and what do you do?
That's Laura Schwartz of April's Child, now training volunteers to help parents cope. And they're hosting a fundraising walk May 1st at Playland. Get involved. Visit aprilschild.org.
We're Mike and Casey. Good morning. It is 6:16.
I'm John Tesh. On the next Intelligence for Your Life, the latest intel from attorneys on the rise of post-nuptial agreements. Why would a couple sign an agreement like this years after a wedding? And would you like to be more impressive to everybody? It's all in how you sit, stand, and the volume of your voice, and when to be silent. And ever notice that your dreams get weirder as the night progresses? And is that stranger in your dream really a stranger at all? It's Dream Intelligence and more. Next Intelligence for Your Life.
Goodbye, no.